Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 238. Today is Saturday, October 17, 2020. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is Niecy. Hey, Niecy. Thank you for being here.
Howdy. You're welcome. Anytime.
Excellent. Excellent. And everything's working, so I'm really, really excited to have this man back because the 2 weeks ago it was like, Windows update, we hate you. So, Sai's here. Hey, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Thank you for coming back and thank you for coming to have a chat. We've been really excited to have a chat with you and find out how your adventures are going. Obviously, there's been a couple of changes from when you've started playing to now. So we're going to have a chat through all of this. So I think we should start off and get you to tell everyone a little bit about yourself, please.
Yeah, so I am a host of a podcast called Scrubs vs. the World. It's where I talk to folks and interview them in the hopes of gathering kind of that little nugget of knowledge that you gain from a friend that'll help you play a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So I know I had you on, Lita. Yes. And you got me hooked on these hardcore tunes, so that's been really fun.
You're welcome.
I don't know if I start paying you soon for the addiction or if it's just free.
It's free. It's one of those things. It gets under your skin and then you're like, yeah, damn it. Yes, I'm a challenge player. Absolutely. So yeah. So welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been fun. Like I haven't had a chance to play recently just because of like life's been pretty crazy for me. But when I do play, like I find it to be a really I don't know, it's almost more engaging in a way because I have kind of that old school mentality. Mm-hmm. And I remember when Battle for Azeroth was kind of at its lowest point, kind of right around 8.1, right after the new kind of shiny doled out a little bit on the expansion, I was really down on the game just because the Azerite traits weren't fun and grinding all the gear for that. I just didn't enjoy it. So I wanted that kind of classic experience. Mm-hmm. And I wish I would have tried an Iron Man back then because I think that would have scratched that itch and kind of got me through the dark days, if you will.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely, you know, I love my main will forever be Leader. She's my undead warlock and nothing's ever gonna change that. But that moment that you start playing the challenge tunes, and especially when you get to a point with some and when you die, and you know that you're done, like the pain and the hurt and the like everything just is so devastating. It's just like for me, it's just, yeah, they get under your skin in a good way, in such a good way. But yeah, it is definitely a very interesting way to play. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun as well.
Yeah.
So really,
definitely.
Really glad that you're giving it a go. So yeah. Niecy, what have you got for Sai?
Yes. So how long have you been playing WoW in general? And when did you first start trying challenge characters?
So I have been playing since vanilla. I've been playing off and on since then. So I've been playing this game longer than my kids have been alive. So the only times I really took breaks was when my kids were born. Mm-hmm. And then, I can't tell you how many times during raid and stuff I'd have to stop and hold on, I got to get a bottle real quick or I got to change a diaper. There's a blowout. But it's been since the beginning, pretty much. And I started Challenge Tunes a couple months ago, actually. I've been wanting to do this mode. I saw Iron Man Challenge years ago, and I just, for whatever reason, never pulled the trigger on a new character and tried this hardcore mode. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, because I've always wanted to try it, but I finally did it, and I'm kind of doing it in a weird, not a weird way, but I'm doing it with RP elements to it. Mm-hmm. To help remind me of what I'm playing.
Yep.
So I don't accidentally put on a green thing or drink a potion or something like that. So mm-hmm. It's been kind of fun creating this whole little environment here to try the Iron Man.
It's awesome. I've been watching your tweets, and it seems like you're having a lot of fun, which is, you know,
really, the tweets have been great.
They've been really good, really good. So it's, you know, and again, you can make it what feels right for you. You know, you're staying within the scope of the challenge. There's nothing to say you can't go do RP for it. So I know a couple of other people who enjoy that aspect, probably not to the same degree that you're doing, but it's still fun to see. So, you know, so we love to see that. So at the moment, you said you're currently working on just the Iron Man, correct?
Correct.
Right. So how are you going? What did you choose for race and class? I want to know the very first tune. The very first tune.
Right. Well, if you've been following my Twitter, I've been trying to keep everybody updated. So when I play, I try to do as many tweets as I can to mm-hmm. show where I'm at, what I'm doing, and kind of what my mindset is, I guess. So I started with an orc shaman.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to play Horde side because I'm mainly Alliance, so I like playing kind of the early game as the Horde, because I missed a lot of that content, unfortunately. Yep. And so the story behind my first tune was his parents were killed by Quillbors. Mm-hmm. So a Quillbor raid happened.
Yes.
And so he got cursed by one of their warlocks, and he had to go find somebody in Zandalar, like a blood troll, mm-hmm. to clean the curse off of him. Well, I didn't quite make it that far.
Uh-huh.
I made it to the Barrens and got killed by a Kolkar.
Okay.
So then my second tune was a Tauren Paladin.
Mm-hmm.
And when I create these tunes, I'm trying to think in terms of what can I use where I can heal myself, and what's a good tune that has decent protection, so in case I get into a tough spot, I can get the hell out of there without too much issue. And, you know, what's going to protect me the most? So I figured mm-hmm. plate wear is going to be good. I know it's melee, but once you get to, I think it's in the 30s, you get the charger talent, where you get to, or not talent, but ability.
Yeah.
So you can kind of do like a sprint, basically. And I was like, okay, that'll be good. So the story for him was his dad was a diplomat, and his dad helped Cyreb's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's a Tauren, he can't pronounce U's. So his name was Cyrube. Mm-hmm. Sound like a moo.
Nice.
And so I had another character on the server that I'm playing with that's not an Iron Man tune send him mm-hmm. a letter saying, hey, Cyreb's dead. Your friend, your best friend. Because the two dads, like, so Cyrube's dad helped Cyreb's dad in a, like, a farming bill got passed or something in Orgrimmar, as I think was what I said. So he convinced Garrosh to let this happen. And so Cyrube lived in Thunderbluff, didn't really leave Thunderbluff, so he didn't know how the world works. So that's mm-hmm. why he can't equip green things, because he doesn't understand what green things are and nice. Kind of stuff like that.
Yep.
And so he went to investigate Cyrub's death mm-hmm. and found his body. Now his friend turned evil and sent him up to Ashenvale, where Cyrub met his unfortunate demise because of the stupid sharp beak hippogriffs and the stealth night elves in that area.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they got me. So I made an undead warlock. So I'm thinking, okay, I want to do a pet class now. Let's try a warlock. Let's see what happens. I can fear. I have hellstones. You know, I can kind of get around that, right?
Yeah.
So his story was he was brought back to life to be a part of this kind of undead group to kind of make sure the horde's doing what it's supposed to be, like operating efficiently.
Yep.
And his name was Buford. And so because of that, the budget for this group that he's in, this department he's in, didn't have enough money to buy him equipment, so he can only pick up what he could find. Mm-hmm. But again, he doesn't know green things are better.
Yep.
So that's kind of where that came from. And he met his demise killing gnolls.
Oh, no.
I have a funny story on that. I don't know if you want me to tell me that, tell now or...
Well, I can tell go now. For anyways, it. Go for it, yeah.
Yeah, well, I killed Buford. I killed this one mob who was kicking my butt.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally killed him.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to tweet it out. So then I tweeted out or started getting the tweet ready. And then I got attacked by like three mobs that rezzed all at once.
Yep.
So he died while I was tweeting. So don't do that.
Yep.
When you're playing an Iron Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No. Feel the pain.
So now I'm on an undead rogue whose name's Ramsfield, who was the captain of this group who brought Buford back. And so he's really excited that he's killing these things and kind of cleaning up Buford's lack of work.
Yep.
As he's calling it. But yeah, so I'm on undead rogue right now. I've almost died like four times.
Yep.
So this is going to be fun. But yeah, that's kind of the story on what I've been doing.
Nice. Nice. Well, you know what? It makes it, it sounds like it's so much fun. Like, I don't know about you, Niecy, but like listening to the stories, it's so much fun. Like, I'm smiling, I'm laughing, like just to hear all the stories of it. I think it's fantastic. And it's a really great way to do. So why not?
No,
yeah.
Absolutely. That's what helps keep you in the mind frame of, oh, don't do this or don't do that. This is a challenger. Hey, go for it. You know? And these stories have been absolutely amazing. Like, I'm sitting here laughing along with Lita. I'm like, oh my God, no.
And
oh, that damn bird.
I think we
got me in Zort so many times.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And I think we can all feel about, like, when you're tweeting something, because I know from in-game, like, I take my screenshot and I set it up and, you know, I can tweet from in there, but it's always a matter of, am I in a safe place, or is the safe place actually a safe place? Because, you know, as soon as you log out, if you've taken an in-screen, you know, an in-game screenshot, well, that goes, and then you've got to go to the file, and, you know, so you just want to do it right then and be like, get that tweet, you know, I just want to send out that picture, I want to show everyone. So I think a lot of us can really understand that for sure. So so it's good to hear that you're having fun. But what I thought we'd also do is, being that you are very new to challenge playing, and, you know, and we know that everything has changed, just, you know, pre-patch has just hit and all of that, and we can incorporate some of that in shortly. But I want to ask you, as a new challenge player, have you got any questions that you would like to throw to myself, to Niecy, to the guys in the chat room, to the community? Because we've got, you know, we've got a bit of knowledge between us all, and we all have different play styles and different things that we like to do. And there might be something that you'd like to know that perhaps could help you on your journey. So any questions, throw them at us. Tell us, what would you like to know?
Yeah. And well, my biggest question is, I like to do things a little more difficult, like in a way that's harder than it needs to be. That's just how I am. I don't know why. Pet classes. Do the pets actually help a lot? Because I know there's, and we can't use talents and everything or abilities. I know the pet power comes from a lot of those talents and abilities. Are those, are pets really that beneficial to this challenge because of, you know, most of that stuff, kind of their power lies within a forbidden zone, if you will.
Okay. All right. Good. I mean, good question. And again, I would say, you know, you're talking to a warlock who loves her voidy, who loves her pets, as well as, you know, hunter. I do love playing a hunter for a challenger. Not all the time, but I do have quite a few hunters. Nisi has also got a few alt challenge tunes. Will we say that? So Nisi, what would you say to what Sai's just asked about pets?
Boy. So in my personal experiences, I usually play Bloodthirsty, so usually constantly in combat. Pets have a good points and pets can have bad points. And you gotta know how your pets are gonna behave. So they kind of broke defensive stance at one point during a patch in the middle of BFA. So defensive doesn't really work like it used to, where your pet would just stand there until you get attacked. So your pet would behave like assistant stance and it would just go. If you weren't prepared to tell your pet to come back immediately, it got me into a little bit of trouble. Or, you know, if you're jumping down a different level in like a ramp or what have you, the pet doesn't always teleport to you. It will run to you and bring everything with it. So that's kind of like the cons. Pros, they can help you in some tight spots. They can, like your hunter pets, and I believe the Voidwalker can taunt. So they can kind of get that aggro off you for just a second. They can take some of the harder hits.
And a con.
At times. Yes. Although right now I think they're saying hunter pets aren't taking as much damage as they usually do for some reason. There's a bug at the moment. But under normal circumstances, they can be helpful.
Yeah.
And the little tiny buff that your hunter pet brings in, like some animals will have leech or some will have a slight bump to hit points or whatever. You know, those are allowed because it's part of your pet and it's part of the class. Sometimes those can be beneficial, especially if you're hellbent on getting some of the more troublesome quests that we tend to suggest people stay away from. But, you know, they can have their good points and their bad points and situational points where sometimes the Voidwalker works, sometimes you're better off with the Imp. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, oh, I'm better off with the Spirit Beast here if I have it tamed, or maybe not so much in this scenario, or like a cat for leech in this scenario or something. So, I mean, they can come to your aid.
Yeah.
And they can also descend madness upon you.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Let me expand on that. So as a warlock loving player who has many, many warlocks opposed to any other class, really. Voidy can be fantastic. It's a little harder now with the squish because the 6 second cast to get Voidy back is a bit of a shit. Just to say that, to, you know, it's kind of like but it's doable. I mean, it's like anything, if you've got your abilities to be able to throw Voidy, even if it's a matter of throw Voidy to get your backside out of there, so, you know, so you stay okay and let Voidy take the aggro and die, it could mean, you know, the life or death, literally. Sometimes you just got to sacrifice them, including hunter's pets, you know, so... Voidy has been very good, except in those tight situations where I forgot to turn off the AoE.
Whoops.
Yes, AoE.
Yeah! And then all of a sudden you pull one thing and like five things come and you're like, ah! So, yeah. So sometimes you just gotta, you know, you really look at, okay, what do I need on? What kind of pull am I making? That's, you know, watch the pats. And the same can be said for any questing with any of them, is watch your pats, look where they're going, be prepared, what, you know, have your way in and make sure it's your way out, or at least have a way to escape. Sometimes before you go in, I will look at the best way. All right, if something bad happens, I need to be able to get out. So if I get out, you know, is there respawns? Is there this? What happens? Or is it a matter of too late, I'm dead? So all of those kinds of things can be really good, but I have quite often used my pets as sacrifice them to get yourself away.
Take it while I run, please. Distract
yes,
them.
Yes, yes, you know, distract.
We're back to you.
Yes, so that's always, you know, an extra bonus to have, I guess you could say, with having the pet. It's a little bit, I haven't played the Hunter since the Squish. I have been playing a bit of Warlock. I haven't really noticed too much, what can I say, too much like they're being extra squishy or anything like that. Like, Voidies have been squishy anyway before the Squish. So it's just, you know, it's one of those things that I think sometimes just get out there, like, give it a go, see if you find it comfortable. If you don't find it comfortable, some people are more comfortable just playing, you know, that kind of melee or the DPS from range DPS, that kind of thing. So being an altaholic, I'm always for go try something. See if it works for you. If it doesn't work for you, you know, you die, you learn. That's pretty always much my thing, is you die and you learn from it. It's when you keep making that same mistake and you're not learning from it is I guess the biggest thing, because it's not helping you, you know. And I'm talking to me here because I've done it myself. It's like, you know, leader, just stop doing that for us. Stop falling asleep at the keyboard. That would be the big thing. Really. So yeah, we don't like doing that. But sometimes the party just crashes, guys. There's just like, I'm fine, and then it's like, yeah. So
it happens. So,
it does, you know. I'm not as young as I used to be. Again. I need a nana nap more often than not. So so yeah. All right. So does that help? Does that help answer some questions for you? Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Any others that you'd like to know? Because I know that you're playing Horde side. So is there any zones, like, you're curious about any zones or worried about any zones for questing?
Not really. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of going in and seeing them. I mean, I've done the leveling in this game so many times that, on the Alliance side anyway, that I feel like I'm pretty confident in the path. But as I go, I'm finding that I'm being a little foolish in my confidence, to put it nicely.
Yes.
That's okay. Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me was, because I do know the pets have the pathing issues sometimes, or if you jump off a cliff, like you're saying, they pull everyone and their grandma down to you. You know, I'm kind of, that's the main hesitation I have, but I do understand, like, it also has the plus of you can sacrifice to get the hell out of Dodge if you had to.
Yeah, yes. I think once you get used to pet management, and remembering, oh, let me dismiss before I jump down, let me resummon before I start fighting. You know, once you get into a rhythm with keeping an eye on your pet and telling him what to do and everything, it gets easier. So if, you know, like we said, you know, if you're curious about it, go ahead and give it a try. Or, you know, if it dies, make that a tin and you can use it as a scout ahead of time.
That's always a good thing, too, is having a scout for those quests that you really are not sure about. Like, there's, you know, there is always those times when I'm doing something and I'm like, I don't remember this quest. Hang on, what does this one do? Or as a pacifist or as a, you know, a blood, can I take this on as opposed to an iron? And sometimes just logging out, swapping over, double checking can be the difference between I'm still alive or I'm dead or I'm flagged. Like, you know,
Wowhead's great resource for looking up quests. However, you have to take everything with like a bag of salt instead of a grain because everybody's either in heirlooms or full purples or this was like 6 years ago and you know that spell's been squished six times over by now but not really squished. So you know sometimes doing is better than just going off comments on quests from another source alone.
Yes, and as we know with the squish, we are well aware from Discord in particular that people are finding bugs. You know, NPCs standing where they shouldn't be standing. You know, mobs taking, I suppose, less damage than they should or more damage.
Yeah.
Thingy, guys. I don't know why it's doing that. But yeah, Twitch has gone a bit... It's been a bit naughty.
Cranky.
Yeah. Okay. Seems to be back. Cool. All right. So like we were saying, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of try something. Try it and see how it goes. So, yeah. It's cutting
and
in and out.
That's the mentality I'm taking. Mm-hmm. And as I go, my goal is to kind of weave all of my tunes together somehow. So as I murder them, hopefully I don't have too many at some point to figure this out. That helps a lot.
Well, just keep this in mind because the last show of the year, we do what we call is a death list show. So it's like the Christmas special, but it is a death list show. And it's where we roll out a list of, you know, how many we've killed. My very good friend and wonderful advocate of the Challengers Rogue Slayer has been, and if she's probably will listen to this, hi Rogue Slayer, has been queen of the death list for, gonna say at least 3 years,
minimum two.
I know
like that first year was a little iffy between her and Zortz, I think, but I think the last 2 years most definitely.
And I think Dave did win.
Oh yeah, one. Dave had a few too. He was right up with them.
Yes, Zortz. And we blame Zortz. It was Zortz's fault. Yep. He put this idea into my head and that's it. So we have to do it every year now. So it's one of those things that we, you know, we like
holiday
to.
Tradition.
It is. It's right before Christmas, you know, before we take a little Christmas break and roll out your dead, so to speak. So keep your numbers and, you know, you can, some people like to send in little stories about their tunes over the year and some people just send numbers and Rogue Slayer will send me a spreadsheet of every single tune, which I love Rogue Slayer. I so love getting her spreadsheets and just looking and just going, damn,
oh my.
Awesome. Yes. So, So some people go into it in depth and others just like to record, you know, how many. So keep that in mind. End of the year in December. I can't remember when when the last show will be, but
we talked about that, but I don't remember we said that was.
I can't remember.
Let me see here. I think it's either the 12th or the 19th.
Yeah, I think we're gonna go early this year on the 12th. Yeah, so
maybe the 12th.
Yeah. So, but
we'll see.
We will let you know. We will let you know when
we will
when to start sending stuff.
I gotta get my numbers up.
Yes. If you want to go for that bragging rights, whatever you want to call it. So I think Rogue Slayer did tweet us as to how she's gone this year so far.
She tweeted her green death list.
That's right.
So far.
Yes.
I don't know about the others, but she did tweet the green list.
Yes. And impressive. So, but. You know, she's just got her first max level tune right before the squish, which was fantastic. So yes.
That's awesome.
Alrighty. Another question. Nisi, what have we got?
So, now, I know that you haven't been doing challenge tunes for too long, but do you have a fond memory so far?
Yeah, actually. I think my second tune... kind of that whole sequence where I created this mystery around my first tune's death, mm-hmm. and just watching the response from the community with that was really fun, because not only did I get to create something that was entertaining, but I was like, oh, what am I going to do next? Oh man, I got to think of something cool here. So when I wasn't playing, I was thinking of how I could make this more fun for everyone. So nice. I think that was probably my most bestest memory, to use perfect grammar there.
I love it. My most bestest memory. That's a good one.
Another title.
Alrighty. Okay, so you mentioned before, you know, when we were talking about deaths, and you mentioned about the Twitter, you know, tweeting out and all of that kind of thing. Do you think that has been the roughest death that you've had so far, or is there another one that kind of really, really hurts? The one that really, really hurts?
Yeah, my first one really hurt, mm-hmm. because I felt like I was doing everything to be as cautious as I possibly could, mm-hmm. and I still got destroyed by a patrol. That came out of nowhere, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, it came out of, like, I went around this little tent, and I'm like, okay, I killed the guy in the tent. I killed his partner. There's no way. I'm good. There's nothing around here. And then from the backside of the other tent, so these tents were set up in, like, this little cove with a hill kind of behind it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way there's a pat back there, right? No, there was. It came right between them and got me. Ow. And I remember... I was going to put down my Earthbind totem. I'm like, yeah, I got this. I'm getting out of here. I stopped for whatever reason. Instead, I kept running. And then that little hesitation killed me, because I got it down, but it was like two hits and I was dead after that.
Yeah. I think we can all feel that, because there has been many times over the years that moment where you just go, wait, hang on. I can do this, and you're on a challenge turn. Like you're seriously like, no, I can do this. I'm dead. So, you know, I think that there is that factor that, you know, you just kind of get, I know my little bit of, you know, my little bit of, damn, I can do this stubbornness comes in, when instead it's just, you know, get out, run.
Yeah, get the hell out of there.
Yes.
And I didn't. I'm so used to having gear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, it's fine, whatever.
Yep.
And then I'm like, uh-oh, it's not fine. Mm-hmm. Get the hell in. By that time, it was too late. So.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, that's your first death. You will... I can almost guarantee you will never forget your first death, because that is definitely one death that stays with you. Nisi, you tell Sai, what was your first death challenge stream?
I think my first death was in the 40s. I think I died to an invisible mob. I think it was stuck in the ground and I couldn't see it, and it was poison spitting me. It was one of the wind serpents.
Oh no.
In Thousand Needles. And there was nothing in front of me. There was nothing there, but my health kept ticking. Oh, no, no, it was an invisible mob. That's what it was. I hit Stone Skin, killed the mob, and somehow Stone Skin glitched, and the poison that they spit on me from the one I killed kept recycling. And it no amount of eating was doing anything. I was on a priest. No amount of healing was doing anything. I couldn't dispel it. I couldn't clear it. And I had to sit there and watch me die slowly over the course of like 10 minutes because it kept re-going and I could not get it to drop, and I'm like, this is terrible, and I'm like, this is just why. Just die already. I think I couldn't take it anymore and I jumped off the cliff because I was just like, it wasn't gonna clear, and I was running out of food, and I was like, yeah,
wow,
this isn't happening. So yeah, that was bad.
Well, as Chris in the chat room says, her first death was a rare murloc, which is, I am so cracking up inside, Chris, because that is so funny.
Which one?
That's just hilarious. So like for me, I made my first tune a very long time ago, Undead Warlock, of course, and I fell off Hellspread. I think it was Gavin's hand. Well, I was backing up, you know, there was the Alliance was all walking around and I was like, okay, all right, hang on. There's stealthy dudes, back up, back up, back up. And yeah, Lita has major problems falling off things. So that, we'll never forget that. 38, Undead Warlock. Yes, I found a screenshot the other day of my tune, actually. And I was like, she when I made her and then stripped down, and I must have taken a, you know, screenshot of, and I was like, oh, damn. That was the very first one. That was a long time ago.
I swear, you must have like a 2 terabyte portable hard drive with nothing but screenshots.
I have a lot of screenshots.
Where?
Which are backed up and on 2 drives because I don't ever want to lose them. Ever. So, yes, exactly. All right. So, the other question I wanted to ask you is, with your leveling of Iron Man, and obviously, you know, we have had some changes come in this week, but with what you've found so far, what have you found to be the most unfriendly zone, do you think, for a challenge so far?
I think so far the worst zone I've been in has been Ashen Vale. And where my paladin died, kind of over, I can't think of the name of it. It's kind of in the lower right-hand corner. There are the sharp beaks, or razor beaks, whatever they're called, the hippogriffs that have a fast respawn timer.
Yeah.
And there's a quest over there to kill stealth night elves. And the stealth night elves are freaking everywhere. So avoid that quest line if you can. The corrupting of the heart of the forest, I believe it is. Because it'll just end in heartache. Because to get to that point, the Splinter Tree Outpost, I believe, is the where you get that quest.
Yep.
I had to fight my way through and killed the same razor beak like 6 times, and that one actually ended up killing me. So, yeah, that's a tough one.
It's a nasty one. And I will say I do echo Ashen Vale, especially for the Horde side, because those fur blocks hit like a truck, too, for Alliance and Horde. So you really got to watch them.
Yes.
Yeah, they are brutal.
Yes. So. Oh, yes. Yes, I can remember having a very unhappy ending to, I'm gonna say it was a blood, I can't remember, last year, and it was not pretty.
I think it was Bloodthirsty.
Yeah.
I think I remember
it was not pretty. And it was one of those things. It was like, well, I go down here and it's kind of like, it'll be fine. Dead. So, anyway. Okay, what else have we got for Sai, please?
So, we know you haven't been playing that long, but in the course of your journey so far, have you thought of any advice that you would pass on to other people that are thinking of jumping into the challenges?
Yeah. First of all, if you are kind of like caught up with all the content of the game, or maybe you're not happy with an element of the game, I definitely recommend trying this playstyle, because the core of what World of Warcraft is still there. Like, this is the game when we first started playing it. Like, I remember a long time ago going into zones and, oh crap, I have to think about, what do I pull? Where's the best way through this maze of mobs? How do I get through here? If you want to go back to that place, it's there for you and waiting for you to do. It's just in this format. That's how you get back to the old school way of doing things. So if you do play an Iron Man tune, you have to tap back into that old school mindset, because if you don't, and if you think you can come in and pull the entire camp, you're going to get vaporized immediately. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, the danger elements of the game come back with a vengeance. And so there are times when you're taking two hits and you're almost dead, and you need to be thinking about that stuff. And honestly, if you want to get better at the game, I highly recommend this format, because it helps you think of how do you get out of these circumstances so you use your defensive cooldowns more efficiently. And you have to think about, what abilities do I have to actually deal with what I'm working with here? Because I think the game before the squish, we were gods at one point. Like, I remember going on my resto shaman and just killing everything, because I had the tier rate or whatever, like heroic level gear, and I could go into the world and not think about what I was doing. So it kind of felt like, okay, I'm kind of bored now. But now that I've jumped back into this, I'm actually becoming a better player as a whole, because I have to think, oh crap, I have to use this. So now when I have to use this or that, I can apply it to my current tune, my main tune, and I'm much, much better now. So I think in the end, playing an Iron Man tune gets you back to the core, helps you with that core stuff. So it's like baseball stuff. So I'm wearing my Atlanta Braves hat because they're one win away from the World Series. But when I coached baseball, you can't play baseball without knowing the fundamentals. And this is kind of like going back to those fundamentals.
Oh, definitely. You never know when you should have CC'd and you didn't, and you had the ability to, and then you're kicking yourself.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
So when you get in those party situations, or like, you're in a dungeon, you're like, oh, I know I need to stop that thing from getting to me because I'm going to die. Even if you're not, that mindset is still there. So now when I heal dungeons, I can think of, I need to stand over here because I don't want to even be close to that. And it's helped me a ton just trying to play this game at the best I can, And it's been a lot of fun. So
good.
And do you have any specific tips or tricks that you would like to disperse to others?
Yeah, don't tweet unless you know for a fact you are safe. Or you'll die.
Yeah. We understand that. Safe, make sure it's a safe spot. Like,
Get a screenshot and get the hell out of there, and then go back to town and tweet.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the good thing about a screenshot is, and I know I'm so guilty of it, is trying to get that out and not going into the files because I'm being lazy or I've got limited time. But you know what? When it comes down to it and you take that screenshot, you've always got it in the screenshot file. So you can copy and paste and do it the long way. you know, Lena, listen to yourself right now. So, yes, so we understand. All right. Well, Sai, thank you so much for sharing your journey so far. And again, welcome. Like, welcome to the challenges. And we are so happy that you are having so much fun with it, which is fantastic. But we want to know how your week's been. Because, you know, there's just this little thing that happened this week. You know, pre-patch,
anything,
squish,
pre-patch hit,
not the big,
yeah. So I
at all.
So
yep.
Fun fact, when a big patch like this comes through, and you make some changes, and then you get DC'd and come back on, sometimes your stuff gets deleted. Like I went through and totally redid all of my macros for healing.
Yeah,
no.
Spent like an hour and a half. Got disconnected, logged back on, and it was like I never even did anything.
No.
Like I deleted my old macros because I had like 7 million of them, and all of those were back, and everything was like it just rolled me back to the beginning of my play session. That was fun.
Ow.
Oh, I'm sure there were choice words.
Wow.
I logged off and I was like, all right, I'm gonna walk away. I'm going to finish this tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back on the next day and I got my macros in. So I was able to go heal a dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
I played with my son. My son's just learning how to play. Aww. We did heroic Mechagon. We did the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. he's clicking and he's searching. It's like he's playing vanilla again,
yeah.
You know, like how I was when I played vanilla. So yeah. Sitting here telling him, I'm like, dude, just hit one as fast as you can. Like, don't worry about it. And so we got to the dog boss. Mm-hmm. Everybody left us except for one because they weren't respecting mechanics. So when you're doing some of these dungeons, you have to respect mechanics. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And so they left. So he and I basically two-manned the dog boss. Nice. He's on a mage and I'm on my shaman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And so that was pretty fun. That gave him some confidence.
Oh, that's great.
That's fantastic.
And then, so that's good. So he's learning, and I'm just getting a feel for things. And I just went in and messed around with my appearances, like everybody else did. Had to add leaves to my night elf.
Well, there's some
looks fun.
Amazing things. Like, seriously, it was fantastic. That's very, very cool. Some of the stuff in the appearance tabs. Like, it's been a long time coming, don't you think? Like, 16 years.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like...
been forever.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Blizzard. Thank you. Thank you. About time. So...
yeah. Oh, like, on the good. Druid, you can go and change your bear and cat form colors, too, which is really cool.
Nice. Nice. And what about this? You can change sex. You can go, like, I nearly mm-hmm. flipped out because I don't play male tunes anyway. But I'm, like, looking, going, what is... oh! I was like, yeah, no, Lita's not being a male. No. But how cool is that? So it's now in-game.
That's awesome.
Wow. So that was
That used cool. to be a paid service. You had to actually pay to switch sex and then... change your appearance that way.
Yeah, I know. So it's good to see that they've put some of these things in game, and you know, you can access it quite easily, I suppose, if that's what you're into. Cool. Excellent. But it sounds like you've had a very fun week. And yay that your son's playing and having some fun with his dad. So awesome.
Oh yeah. We have a blast.
That's really cool. Really cool. Yeah. All right, Niecy. I know you've had a big week out of game. So what have you done in game? Anything?
In game, Wednesday, I after the madness settled down from Tuesday, patch day, I was like, okay, you know what? Squish happened. And that's really what I was mostly waiting for. I was like, let's start the throwaway blood.
Mm-hmm.
Every big pre-patch, I make a throwaway challenger. Mm-hmm. So if it dies, I don't care, because it wasn't one that I was already pre-invested in. So I'm just slowly venturing out, getting my feet underneath me, figuring out what's not been squished, what's a bug, what I need to void for my others. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. I made a gnome mage. What did I get to? I think I got to level 5 in the amount of time that I was streaming. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad. I felt a little too strong for level 5. It was weird, but I'm sure they're still in the process of rebalancing stuff, so it probably won't remain that way for that long. Mm. I noticed an oddity that kind of irked me quite a lot. From a Bloodthirsty's viewpoint, irons it won't matter so much, but for Bloods, I wanted to punch someone. There was a level 50 running around in Dunmorrow. I had gone into a cave. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, let's go hit the rare in the quarry. Running up to the rare, and this level 50 came running by me, and I was working on a regular mob. I think they were mining or something. I'm like, fine, whatever. I had gotten like 2 or 3 hits on this trog. The 50 turns around and pops off the trog and finishes it. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there kind of dumbfounded because I'm like, something didn't happen. And I'm like, did I not get XP? And I'm like, it's sparkling, so I can loot it. And I was like, no, I must have gotten the XP. I must just be looking at my chat funny, because I was watching like 3 different windows and the game at the same time. I'm like, no, that had to have been from that mob. Maybe I'm just seeing things. Looted, went on my way. He's over mining somewhere. The rare's up. Yay. This is like my 3rd pass through and he's finally up. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Start hitting him. Got about 3 or 4 hits in on him, and I see this level 50 coming up the ramp. I'm like, no, don't hit my rare. You don't need him. No, just let me have my rare, please. Dude swaps him, or swats him. He dies in 1 hit from the other one. Mm-hmm. It's sparkling for loot. I got no XP. I was like, what? What? I was pissed. I was like, no. Where's my 270 XP? Why didn't I get my XP? I looked at my stats. It counted under my kills the grant XP or honor stat, but I got no XP.
Wow.
And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I guess they haven't rebalanced that part where when a higher person hits your mob, you get less XP from it. I guess Brittle was thinking maybe it balanced out to 0 to me because of the way things haven't been fully fixed yet. But I was like, damn. I was like, that's sad.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. Okay. That, I was like, no. I just spent, all of these frost bolts trying to kill this thing. He comes in and taps it and I got nothing.
Yeah.
I'm like, for a Bloodthirsty, that was just like soul crushing. And I'm like, no.
Well, it's a rare. Bloodthirsties, we absolutely live for the kill. And a rare kill is so much good XP. So the fact you got nothing. No. Yeah.
Okay. I was so dumbfounded. I'm like, what?
We might have to go do some testing at some time. Yeah, so maybe after the show.
I'm hoping that gets reported further down the road. I think I put a bug report in about it because I had no idea what had happened. And I'm like, no, that's not right.
So, give me back my XP.
Yeah. Even, I'm used to like other higher levels hitting before level squish came in where I'd get like 10 or 15 XP. And I'm like, nah. Yeah. But I didn't get any. And I'm like,
anything.
You know what?
All right. Okay. So.
I did that, and I finally decided, okay, we're finally going to do it. We're finally going to pull the trigger, and I'm going to level my Horde side character, because I never play Horde normally through the story.
What?
So I started my Horde character, and I made a Tauren Druid, and so I'm working my way through, doing all my quests, actually reading the quest text for a change, taking my time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was planning on going and doing, each of the starting zones and then working my way up from there. Went to turn a quest in Orgrimmar. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what happened. I guess I took the wrong quest to turn in first, because I had 2. I was supposed to talk to Hellscream and I was supposed to talk to Sylvanas, and I don't remember seeing Hellscream there when I walked in, but the question mark was on the map, and I'm like, okay. So I ended up talking to Sylvanas, and all of a sudden I was in the starting quest for BFA, and I was like, okay. And I have to run through Stormwind to bust somebody out of prison. I'm like, all right. I guess I wanted to see this, but maybe not yet, but here we are.
Okay.
So, so now I'm kind of going through the BFA side, and I guess I'll go back and do the other stuff later, but yeah. I'm just kind of rolling with it at the moment, and I'm like, okay, sure. This is different, okay. But all right.
Let's see how it goes.
It feels, feels very weird to be in Zandalar at level 14. I'm like, I'm scared of everything. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, I shouldn't be here. I'm just like waiting for something to come out and whack me. And I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
So I've been working on that. I've been working on a couple of things for WoW challenges outside of game. Things that will be talked about further down the road, but it's a long-term project, the one. And I've been getting ready for what we have coming up tomorrow that we'll talk about in the news in a few minutes. So
yes, absolutely.
What have you been up to, Lita?
Oh, nothing. Not much. Me, never. No, actually, I did a couple things. First off, I was pushing so hard to get the Tauren Druid pacifist. I really wanted to hit 120 before the patch, and I was going as hard as I could, but there are times that the body's just crashes. Like when I say I gotta go, I gotta log, it's because I gotta log, like otherwise I need to sleep. So I didn't make it. I hit 118. I was about 2/3 or 3/4 through 118. And I couldn't do it. I think I was up till after 11 the night the pre-patch was gonna hit, like for you guys that day. I was still up and my eyes are popping out of my head and I'm like, I need to go to bed. It's not going to happen. I resound the fact that it's not gonna happen. So, you know, and then pre-patch happened and I eventually logged in after a couple of days of just craziness. And here she is sitting at, and the most bizarre thing, I don't know if you guys, both of you had this thing, but you log in, I look at my toons on the right-hand side and I'm looking at all those numbers and I'm just like, damn, those numbers, like, you know, level 50, level 50, level 38, level 49, and I'm just like, I miss my 120s.
It was really weird.
It was. Yeah. It was. It was just like, an, you know, I'm jumping from server over to the other server and, you know, the same thing, and it's just looking, going, this is really surreal to see
it work.
All my toons, the ones that I know have hit max, the ones that, you know, and they're just like level 50 and level, and I'm just like, I can't get my brain around this. It took me about 3 days to get my brain around it. So that was a bit bizarre, but I finally hopped back on the Tauren Druid after a couple of days just to let things settle, because, you know, add-ons and stuff, and it's just like, ah. And I log in, and she's at level 49 at 100%, and I've got like 300 XP to go. I'm just,
oh no.
And I'm just like, you bastards! Like, I'm literally like there, and because I couldn't push it to, you know, the night before the night of the pre-patch, I'm just like, this little thing's taunting me, saying, you just need this much. So I ended up going to Thunderbluff, where I do the fishing and cooking dailies on her, because obviously Thunderbluff has the most like the best fishing and cooking for Horde pacifists. So I decided, am I going to fish, do the fishing one or the cooking one? Because whichever one I do, I'm going to ding. And the cooking one gave me, you know, make the spice bread. So I had the flour and that was it. And it was, and I just sat there and I handed it in and it goes ding 50. And, you know, it means nothing now because pre-patch has hit and it's, you know, hitting 50. It was just like I sat there and I'm just looking at my tune and I'm just like, you know, I'm being all grumpy. I'm just like, God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, at least her alive for when we come out of the pre-patch in the holding pattern that we're in at the moment.
Yes.
So, I mean, you do have a live one to work with once we get launched, but it's still like, well, that's a fine mess, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, it just, I mean, I couldn't have done any more on her. I literally was exhausted myself in just getting her to 118, you know. So anyway, that was that. But I did start a new tune. I made a gnome warlock, which I got to level 4. So she's going to be a working man because I figured, you know, after killing... the last one, I thought, well, we'll start off. I'll just, you know, we'll just take slow and I'll start from there. And yes, I made a warlock and yes, I made no. I did toss up. I was like, undead. No. Yeah. Oh, I'll go no, fine.
Not so much an alcoholic as a alcoholic.
Well, yeah, it's a thing. It's a very real thing. But at the good thing, you know, look, gnomes get purple hair now. Like purple. I love the pink. I love red, but it's purple. And I'm like, she's got purple pigtails. So I was super excited. And then the other thing, when I logged into Lita, obviously my main, and I had a look at the appearance stuff and, you know, go to the barber shop. Because I'm like, I've had her in her style pretty much since day dot. Since the moment that I made her. I think I've only changed her hairstyle once. Everything else is exactly the same as I made her 16 years ago. So when I looked and I was looking at the customizations and just going, you know, no, I don't want that. When I looked at the eyes and it popped up, I could get purple eyes. I was like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. So that was the only thing I did. I gave Lita purple eyes. So I was like, yay. So that's awesome. Yes, so that's pretty much been my week. It's in between, you know, IRL just being a bit crazy. So yeah, it's been an interesting journey so far with the pre-patch stuff. But I think we will talk about that in a sec. Where's my bumper? Let's play this bumper. Here it is.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
All right, and yes, pre-patch has hit. Dun, 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 dun. It is here for all of you guys. I hope you stripped off your tunes. I didn't have any problems. I only actually stripped off the passies. I thought, you know what? I'm not worried about anyone else. I just did the Night Elf Rogue, and I did my Tauren Druid, and when I logged back on the Druid, I didn't have any issues with gear. So, Nisi, did you notice anything?
I didn't notice anything. I haven't re-geared all of them yet, because we still have launch to get through, and I strongly suggest everybody get naked again for when launch happens, just in case. We never know.
Never know.
But I didn't see anything right off the bat that gave me pause where I was like, oh, that's new. But from what I was seeing in Discord, nobody has mentioned having any gear change on them.
Exactly. So good. That's positive. I think the biggest thing that we have found is there has definitely been some bug stuff. Where was it? Wetlands in...
Warden's Grove.
Warden's Grove. Yes.
The scripted orcs that run up and attack the guards from over where the dragonkin are were suddenly standing in the middle of Green Warden's Grove near the big green swampy dude.
Yes.
Just waiting for just someone to come along. They're like, come
great, and I'm just, it was a great screenshot because it's like they're all just standing there, like looking.
Zion saw it and Stir both saw it. So that's interesting. Zion said that he saw some ghoul bodies along the side of the road going from Elwyn into Redridge, I believe. I only heard him mention that. I don't know what that was about. Guys, use caution out there. We don't know. We shouldn't be having the zombie invasion happen till closer to launch, but you know, the further out we get from pre-patch, we don't know if they're just gonna drop them on us and just then after they're there say, oh hey, launch is in blank. But we don't know if we're gonna get heads up ahead of time, so further out we go, just, you know, take a peek around before you take your challengers out, if you're taking challengers out right now.
There's a lot of stuff that's going on because obviously the squish, we've got, you know, we don't know when launch for Shadow Labs itself is hitting. Blizzard still hasn't said. So, you know, we're in a little bit of a state of, oh, we've got new stuff, but we need to be a bit careful and all of that kind of thing. So I think, you know, just be a little wary. Just be, you know, as careful as you can be, because there is things and bugs and damage stuff that's happening that doesn't seem quite right.
Yeah, like some people are coming across some issues where they aren't quite scaled right. Yeah. But we always do that whenever they do a stat or stat squish, or, you know, in this case, a level squish on top of everything. So, you know, it's to be expected.
Yeah.
With this large and this complex of a patch. So don't get mad. Just, you know, make sure that you're not on a character.
It's a lot.
You know, take your scouts out, try to figure out what path that you want to take once Shadowlands comes in and all the fires are put out, or at least most of them are.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is good to be able to remember is if you've got a new account, as long as you do Exile's Reach and hit level 10, you can then skip over to just playing a normal from what Rude had said, and I think there was it Brittle someone else had mentioned for brand new accounts, because obviously a brand new account, it's going to put you in Exile's Reach is not a place that a challenge tune is to go, guys, because don't forget the dungeon at the end will count as a dungeon. It will also put you into a dungeon scenario with other people. It has happened. So Exile's Reach is no go zone for a challenge tune. Okay. But yeah, as long as you hit level 10, as Rude says, you get the achievement, then you can, the next tune that you make, you can choose, you know, to go to, if you're making a gnome, go to Gnomeregon, to the starting area for that race, which is good to know. So thank you, Rude, for letting us know again about that, because it had completely slipped my mind as to the new account. So
I was kind of thinking that might be what happened based on what we were seeing in beta, but we were not sure as it had not been stated clearly. Yeah. So, but now we know for sure that once you go through there once on a brand new account, then you're good. You can pick wherever you want.
That's right. And it's not like you're leveling, have to level a tune like to 50. As long as you get through and hit level 10 and do it, get the achievement, you're done. I think we were doing, when we were doing what, beta, PTR, whichever one we were doing as the group, we were way past level 10 by the time we got to
11 or 13 or 13? Something by the time we got
there. Yeah, I was going to say.
It was so 10 or a little over 10. I don't remember, but it didn't take long to get through.
It wasn't that long, really. So keep that in mind. All right.
It's pretty fun to do, too, if you're not doing a challenge tune. If you're new to the game, I highly recommend doing it just to learn.
Yeah, It's got some really interesting things that I think Nisi and I were both, when we were testing like a team, that we were both going, what? What do you mean you're going to do this? Like, because you don't, as someone who's played, you just like, you don't think about that. You just like, go hit this and do what you want. And the game keeps going, no, you need to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And then that.
Yeah, like, it's like, you are not doing that first. Yeah. You are doing this.
Do this way.
You're not going to move forward. Well, you do this thing. And, like, it was a little overwhelming for a veteran player that's been playing for so long, but totally awesome for somebody that's brand new trying to teach you the fundamentals and how to get your feet under you.
It was very cool. It was very cool. Absolutely. Rude says, what areas do you advise when talking to Chromie to level? Hey, look, it's up to you where you want to go. There's so many possibilities. Jump around. Yeah. Like, you know, you can go and explore. Be picky choosy. Quests. You know, just pick the quests that you think are the most comfortable. As Fair says, it makes no difference. It's up to you. I love Northrend, so guess what? I'm guessing I'm going to be spending a lot of time in Northrend. Nah, Shalazar. Oh, I love Shalazar. Anyway. All right. So, but there is something that hits tonight, tomorrow, whenever it is. Hang on. Let me do it. Let me do this. I have to. I have to do that because, you know, poor Execute, we were talking about it last night and I'm like, how long is that starts? And we were saying something and he was like, oh, okay. He's like, okay, play the bumper. And I'm like, oh, I know you don't like it. He's like, oh, just play it. So I did. And I was like, yes, it's so exciting. It's I love that. So Nisi, tell us, what have we got? Hallow's End.
Oh, guys. So Blizzard was kind enough to drop pre-patch right before a big holiday for us.
Thanks, Blizz. Holiday.
Yes, thank you, Blizzard. Mm. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
I love you guys, really. This is the first holiday that we're going to have with a level squish, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let that sink in for a minute. We don't know yet if there is going to be some level requirements to doing any of the Hollow's End things and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I will have to be doing extensive testing tomorrow once things go live. So after I get up, time zones and bad sleeping patterns, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I am doing the groundwork for the article for you guys tonight. I will have it done as much as I can. Tomorrow, the article will be out probably later in the evening, maybe around 6 or 7, depending on how long it takes for me to get through testing, because I'm going to have to relook at everything. So bear with us. The article will be up, but it won't be up right when the event goes live. It will be up much later in the day. You know, be careful if you're going to attempt to
scout it out
before we put the article
up. Scout it out and like double check first because, you know.
But it will be up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am working on it. I promise it'll just be later than we normally put them up because there's a lot to go through. Hollow's End is one of our larger holidays for the challengers, and there's a lot. There's one thing I can guarantee you that will not change. Mm-hmm. Challengers that are solo will not be allowed to do the dungeon events unless you are a team, and your team must be 5 people. If your team is less than 5 people, you cannot do the dungeon because you're not allowed to use Dungeon Finder to backfill the spaces.
Exactly.
That, I can guarantee you, will not change.
Oh, and there's one other thing. If you're a bloodthirsty...
Bloodthirsties can't do the event. Bloodthirsty teams or bloodthirsty solo. This revolves around
no love for the bloods.
No love for the bloods. Once again,
even with squishy stuff, there is no love for the bloods. So yeah,
nope.
Yeah.
Just go back to your killing field and stay there.
Exactly.
Nobody wants you to get candy. You can't have candy. You've been
no candies.
Bad.
Yes.
So you know. Just bear with us. There's a lot going on. It is a very large, complex holiday to get through. Mm-hmm. I was going over last year's article before the show started, and I'm just looking at everything, and I'm like, oh God, this is gonna take a few hours. So just hang in there with us, and you know, as soon as we get it posted, it'll be announced in Discord, yeah, on Twitter, and on the Facebook
exactly
page, but probably not till later tomorrow night.
Mm. And obviously, the website, adding new tunes, we've got a nice big banner on the very top of the website, because with the squish, things now need to be sorted. There is no adding tunes. We've got Elkie's working through code and all that kind of stuff as fast as she can. As to when the website will be back up to add tunes, at the moment, guys, I don't know, okay? There's a lot of stuff. We've never had anything like to the degree that the squish has had. So as soon as something's up, we will let you know. We will tweet it out. We will put it in Discord. We will put it on Facebook. But for the time being, like, use this time to scout, take out some, you know, if you've got some old irons, that kind of thing that you want to play around with, or just take, you know, level some normal tunes just to get the feel of how a class is playing, what you're doing, what the damage is like, you know,
and
there's all sorts of things.
Anyway, so maybe use this time during Hollow's End to maybe carefully, after scouting things, to maybe take a baby pacifist to do some candy buckets to at least get you to level 5 when you can get your professions, and then hold there. So once again, we do have the rule in place for Green Man and working. You cannot go past 20 before adding to the site.
So well, no, that is going to change because everything's been squished. So there are rules changes that are coming into force. So at this stage, yeah, don't rely on, because everything's got to be stripped and redone. So at the moment, I've got no news as to when you can add a tune, because we're working out at which point it's going to be. So hence why you can't add tunes.
You know, okay? Yeah, I guess working and just sit.
As soon as I've got some hardcore answers, we will let you know. Hopefully soon, but again, there's a ton of stuff that's got to be worked through as quickly as possible. And it's, you know, there's a lot. We've got 9 challenges. We've got, you know, all the squishy stuff to deal with. Yeah, so
X number of characters that need to be re.
Yeah. Just remember, though, we continue on with specs. That has not changed. So that is a positive for us going into Shadowlands. So, you know, we don't have to go spec
as much as you want.
Yeah, exactly. All right, state of the challenges. Of course, we've got none because all the squishy stuff and all the stuff and all the things. So I did want to mention a huge congratulations, because someone did hit max on another of her pacifist tunes. Yeah. Congratulations, Fair. She hit, I think, what was it, like, with a day to spare or under a day to spare?
I believe 8 hours before.
Was it long?
She came in.
Congratulations. Hang on, where's my little cheer? I've got a little, here we go. Congratulations. This was 8 hours to spare. Well done on her human rogue.
Right at the buzzer.
Yes. So congratulations. So Fair was our 21st max pacifist for BFA.
Her last max challenger for BFA at that as well.
Exactly. Our last 120.
Yep.
Because we've not got that anymore. It still does my head. We're not going. We're going backwards.
I'm just like, no. No, I'm still 120. No.
But
not
huge.
No, I didn't lose time.
Exactly, and huge congratulations to Fair, and and that is wonderful. And again, to all of the guys everyone that has hit maxed over the last couple months, you know, again, well done. Some people have been pushing hard before pre-patch hit, and I don't think we've had this many max levels you know, for BFA, we was amazing. So again, congratulations. I think we are still waiting on a couple of write-ups. Am I correct?
Yes, we are.
We would like them.
I'm looking at you, Harrington, Jang, and Rogue Slayer. We want them. Time, please.
Yes, we want them ASAP, guys. Otherwise, leaders going to just tell Lisi, congratulations, you hit 120. That's it.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yeah, so we would like to give you a proper, you know, a proper.
Yeah, I do. I do want you to have your input. And
yeah,
but
we want to know. So, exactly. So please get them in ASAP to Nisi this week.
Yes.
Would be fantastic. All right. Other than that, let us go. Where's my chit chat bumper? Let's do this one.
Hey yo, it's chit chat.
Oh, the Zorts. Oh. All right. Okay. So as we like to start our chit chat segment, our section, we have to start with this. Let's play Azzy's bumper. Where is it? Here it is.
It's Azzy's pun.
Oh, still makes me smile. Still, I love that. Thank you, Azzy. All right. Sai, can you... Apologies, I haven't read it, so I don't know what Azzy sent in. Can you read Azzy's pun, please?
Clear the throat here. What do you call a cow that just gave birth?
I don't know.
Decaffeinated.
I have never heard that one. That was
also decaffeinated for lack of coffee.
That's oh, Azzy, thank you. That was super cute. That was awesome, and I can't go wrong with a coffee joke. Absolutely. Thank you, Azzy. Okay, Nisi, what is Dave's surname, please?
All right. So, Dave has for us today. Yesterday, I accidentally swallowed some food coloring. The doctor says I'm okay, but I feel like I've died a little inside.
That's a good one.
That's like a really good, that's like a baking joke, really. So I think Azzy and Dave have covered two of my most favorite things. So thank you guys. Love them. That was awesome. Alrighty. Now we do have a serious question from Madsen. They wrote to say, do you still have a list on your site for YouTube playlists of Iron Man challenge videos from content creators? Now, as far as I know, Alminia had taken that off when the site got moved and all of those things. Once the site settles and all the stuff settles with the squish and all of the things, this is definitely something that I want to have back on the website. So I will talk to Oki about that. Let you know when that's done, but that's a little way down the track. So yeah, but in otherwise, you know, pop over to, you can always check out and just do a slash, you know, WoW Challenges, WoW Iron Man. You know, there is a lot of people that have tried to do various things over the years. There's still people streaming, as we know. So yeah. Or so just ask in Discord. Yep.
Yeah, we have a promo channel mm-hmm. that people doing the challenges can pop their stuff in or links to their videos of where they're doing stuff there as well.
Exactly. So, and let us know. If you're doing stuff and we don't know about, please let us know and we can include that as well. Alrighty. Well, I think it's about time to wrap up. Any last questions before we wrap up? Sai, anything that you want to know? All good?
I think we covered pretty much anything I had questions on. I think a lot of my process is just going to be going in and doing it. That's how I learned the best anyway.
Mm.
That's internet.
Yeah, I know. It's Australian. Australian internet on top of all of that, which is fantastic. Anyway, hi guys. Sorry, we're going to wrap up the show. Apologies. My net decided to, you know, crap out. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, I am not piecing this together. It's just going to be whatever. When I do it. Yay! Editing! Yay! Fantastic! Anyway. All right. Let's do this. So, thank yous. Nisi, can you take the thank yous, please?
Yes, quickly before the net goes again. Yes. We would like to thank our Iron Fleet supporters. Without you guys, we would not be able to do this. You help us keep the lights on, and we appreciate you more than you can possibly understand. So, we would like to thank the following: Aleandris, Asylin, Wynn, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Daenerys, Execute, Fair, Frasley Sparksman, Gaston, Iron Man Path, Chris, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Mrs. Miggy, Mrs. Charming, Never Died, Me, Return of the Mac, Rogue Slayer, Rude, Sassy Bell, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, and Zoltz.
Thank you so much, guys. Again, greatly appreciate it. All the support that we have. And now the voice is going to go. Excellent. Yay! Timing! Timing's awesome. You know what? Okay, so on behalf of Stone, Stir, and myself, we want to thank our wonderful mods. Thank you guys for all the things that you do. To Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Zaya, thank you guys, especially to Nisi. Thank you so much. You know what you do.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And thank Ross as well. extra thank you for Ross. And also to Elke, our queen of the code, because she is amazing and getting everything sorted. And we will let you know when things are stable and things are good as to website stuff and the changes. So it's all a bit, you know, there's a lot going on at the moment. So as soon as I've got the info on that, we will let you know. As to you guys, apologies for today. Net's been very It's what it is, Aussie internet. I'm blaming in particular. But thank you guys for hanging around. Thank you everyone who's been here that's listening, watching. If you're watching it on YouTube, the videos, thank you. Appreciate that. We will be back. Oh, I will be back next week, which is Saturday, October the 24th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Hey, when does the daylight savings time change for you guys?
I think. Let me double check. I knew this because I looked it up.
I think it's the week after that.
Okay, I figured it must be coming up soon.
Hey, don't quote me on that.
Because Australia's. Has so it's most frustrating because I'm in the zone that doesn't change and all my friends are in the zones that do, so it's fantastic.
November 1st.
Yeah. Okay, all right, so a couple weeks away. Cool, good to know. But Sai, I have to say thank you so much for joining us today. It's been so good to hear your journey so far, and again, welcome to the challenges, and we are so glad that you're here having fun. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Yeah, of course. I have the podcast Scrubs vs. the World. Come check that out. You can find it on all the Apple, Spotify. I think I'm on iHeartRadio. I don't know. All your favorite podcast things. I'm probably there. You can find me on Twitch. Sometimes I used to stream every Wednesday for Raid. I got to figure out a new streaming schedule, but I'll get there. But it's twitch.tv/Cyrub, C-Y-R-U-B. Mm-hmm. You can find me there. Sometimes I'll stream my Iron Mans. I think my first death is on stream, so you can see that. That's good times. My Twitter, you can find me at Scrubsverse. That's my show Twitter. All the RP tweets I'm doing are going to go through that. My personal Twitter is at Syrup_KOC. I don't post much, but I might post political stuff and crazy things. That's my personal one, so who knows what'll happen. You can find my website at www.scrubsversusworld.com. There you can catch up on all the episodes. I try to post blog postings on kind of what I'm doing and have a schedule for the show. I've kind of slacked on that lately, but I'm going to get that back up and running. And so any more information, you can go there. I'm always looking for scrub moments. So scrub moment is one of those, you know, tweeting while playing an Iron Man tune. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to collect as many as I can because I like sharing those on my show. And I do that because I want to show that everyone, no matter how long you've been playing this game, does something that is embarrassing and dumb.
Yep.
And no matter what, like, it's supposed to be fun. This game's supposed to be fun. And sometimes you get in situations where it's not fun because people are saying how bad you are or whatever, you know, whatever the situation is, just know you're not alone.
Yeah.
And we all have those dumb moments. So exactly. If you want to submit those, you can email me at scrubsversusworld@gmail.com, or you can go to the website and there's a little spot where you can submit them there. And I got a little gremlin behind me.
Easily. Hey, the puppy. Hello. We could easily keep you filled with some of those.
There she is here.
Oh, look, hello. Is she beautiful? Love puppies. Oh, what's her name?
Her name's Gidget.
Oh, that's such a cute name. That's gorgeous. Oh, love it. Love it. No, oh, bye, puppy. Bye, Gidget. I'm a dog person. Kobe's probably with grandma, but yeah. He's my baby. He's not here. He's too big. He's too big.
Yeah.
For a toy poodle who kept growing, it's just like, stop growing. Yeah. So anyway, okay. So thank you for all of that. We will have all the information up on the blog post, with the episode stuff. So, if you want to check out size, all the things. And, again, we spoke a couple months ago, and it was a lot of fun. It really was. Yeah. It was great chatting with you. So
it was a blast. And I have some people who have started trying Iron Man tunes kind of in my circle. So I'm trying to get more people in the pool.
Excellent. And it's always, you know, like, get a little bit of healthy competition between friends as well. It's always fun. I used to do that with a couple of guys I play with. So it's always fun to see. All right. Well, don't forget where you can find the website. It is wildchallenges.com. All the information for our Facebook, Discord, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels, everything is there. As for the podcast, it is still getting sorted. However, you can go over to YouTube where we have got the video is put up. So you can check that out. As for contacting me, you can send me an email, podcast@wildchallenges.com, as well as contact me, Discord, Facebook, Twitter, all of those things. The messages do get to me if you need to. Otherwise, they have other people that can answer questions for you, in particularly our mods, Nisi, all of them. So if you've got any questions to ask or just want to let us know how you're going with the squish, with playing your tunes, that kind of stuff, we'd love to know. If you find any bugs,
what bugs you find,
let us know. You know, so don't forget about that. It's important, and it's great to share all of this. So just in case, you know, if someone has an unfortunate experience, to let everyone know, it's great to pass on information. So yeah, we do appreciate that. Nisi, where can we find you, please?
Okay, well, if you really need to find me, you can find me in the Wild Challenges Discord. That's kind of where I live. Nisi, #4863. You can also find me on Twitch. I stream a couple of days a week. Sometimes it's challenge stuff, sometimes it's not challenge stuff, sometimes it's art. And you can also find me on Twitter @NisiBGN. The Twitch name is also NisiBGN.
Nice. Excellent. And if you want to find me on Twitter, I am at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW, where I talk all the wow and the baking and the coffee pretty muchly, and every now and again the, you know, just the crazy body being stupid and waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Fantastic. Yeah, I'm awake. It's like, yeah, I need a nap.
I'm going to bed.
I know. Anyway, all right. Well, last thank yous. Nisi, please.
Yes, we would like to extend two very big thank yous. First one being to Mr. Bright 01 on our fabulous new intro. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01. And we'd also like to extend a fantastic thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. And you can find him on Twitter at @Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. We love our intro and outro, so we do appreciate that. All right. Well, don't forget, we have got the Nisi's working on the write-up for Hallow's End.
Yes.
It will be up when things have been tested. We will get that information out to you, so don't forget about that. Again, Sai, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been such a pleasure, and we love seeing your journey. It's unique, and it's fun, and we can't wait to see more from you. So enjoy it. Enjoy the journey.
Oh, thank you.
And we look forward to much more. It'll be good. So good luck on that. To everyone else, please stay safe, both in and out of game. We will catch you next week. But before I go, let's do this. So exciting! All right, bye guys. Say goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye everybody.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Stone and Leta, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.